then, becomes about more than checking off tasks and pushing through projects. Instead, it is a means to carve a place in the world and create value that lasts. It becomes a means of genuine expression and a standing testament to your efforts. What is voice? For the purposes of this audiobook, I'll define voice as the expression, or idea, you make through a medium, or platform, in order to achieve a desired outcome, or impact. Whether you are creating a form of art, such as music or painting, or crafting a marketing message to reinforce your brand equity, your objectives will be accomplished by leveraging an expression through a medium, and the more resonant your message is with your audience, the more likely you will achieve your desired impact. Taken together, your collective body of work, as communicated through your voice, represents you, your style, your values, and your intentions. Truly effective voices resound, meaning that others eventually become carriers of your expression. Ideally, your work will reach far beyond your immediate sphere of influence. However, crafting work that resounds isn't as simple as coming up with a viral meme or a catchy turn of phrase. While these tactics achieve short-term attention, a moment in the spotlight often fails to achieve lasting impact. This is why so many attention-grabbing television commercials never achieve long-term results for their brands. A quick glance at post-Super Bowl audience survey results reveals that companies have paid millions of dollars for ads that as few as 35% of viewers associated afterward with their brand. Worse, a high percentage of viewers attributed them to their competitors. Perhaps the ads were memorable, but the company's voice wasn't distinguished enough from that of the competition to matter. To resound means that your work connects deeply in some way with your audience, and that they in turn feel a connection to your work that's strong enough to compel them to respond, whether by sharing your work with others or being mobilized to act in some way. The goal of developing an authentic voice isn't self-gratification, it's cultivating a greater ability to mobilize others towards a goal or objective, and in so doing, achieve the impact you desire. Those who are brave enough to dedicate themselves to the effort of discovering their authentic voice are impervious to the temporary cultural noise. Their work is founded upon a deep knowledge of who they are, what they want, and how they plan to achieve it. They have firm footing because they have rifled through the debris and uncovered bedrock. They have learned how to craft their work so that it represents their true selves and resonates with their audience. How to listen to this audiobook. Louder Than Words is divided into three sections. The first section addresses the reason many people struggle to develop their voice, and the distinct phases that artists, entrepreneurs, writers, and others have passed through on their journey. The second section addresses what I refer to as the voice engine, or the mechanism that allows you to identify, develop, and use your voice to achieve impact. You will learn about the importance of identity as a driving force for your work, vision for defining the impact you want, and mastery as a means of getting your ideas into the world more effectively. The final section offers more practical day-to-day advice for implementing your voice in the course of teamwork, as a leader, and as you plan and shape your work over the long term. My goal is not to simply inspire you with a new approach to finding your voice, but to inspire you to act differently as you shape your work. Though there will be a lot of reflective exercises, this audiobook is for people who are already moving and are looking for signposts to help them get even better. This is an audiobook for doers. I hope to inspire you to seek an authentic voice, but you will see true growth only when you take action. There is no shortcut. In fact, as you develop your voice, you may often feel like you're failing even when you are on the verge of your greatest success. You will find yourself only if you are willing to first lose yourself in the process. It is the commitment to growth that matters, and small actions over time yield big results. As Don Baptiste, head of Bloom